mentioned that the idea of reading from the Klaf really was reintroduced by the Gro. That's why it is remained Nachla of Misnagnim. You don't find Chassidim reading from a Klaf. It's a Litvisha on Hoga. The Goyin reintroduced it. But there's also a very important, there's a halacha lemaisa in it too. Because we paskin, the Gro explains, that if I go to a shul and I listen to the haftarah, now suppose the guy reads the haftarah out loud as he's supposed to, but if he reads not from a klaf, then it's obligatory to read along, I have to read along with him. Apparently, he can't really be mitzi anyone else. He sort of represents the tzibur, but we all have to say it after along with him. When he reads from a klaf, he has the koyach to be mitzi others. So when he reads from a klaf, we don't read along with him, we just listen. So that's a very major difference in Hanhoga. You know, certain places that I go to, I'm not sure if they're going to have a klaf or not. So always, but at the beginning of after, I have to go look to see if there's a klaf. So there's a major halacha, nafkamin in the halacha lemaisa, how we, the tzibur, have to conduct ourselves based upon the fact if there's a klaf or not. That we didn't get to last.
When they read from a klaf, we shouldn't read from a sefer, right?
We just listen.
Now, what if somebody was reading from a sefer?
What?
Say somebody was reading along while there's a klaf.
It's better not to. There's no reason to. The whole, you know, it's easy. It's short enough that there's no real chash that you can't listen. There's no shnaya mikra, you know. So I don't see the point of reading along, you know, in that case.
Would you tell somebody not to?
I would tell them the halacha is that you don't have to. That's what I would, you know.
But when the Rav, for example, for Shlaim Mikra, when he listens to the reading of the Torah, you also say it.
Yeah.
Because there you're required to say it, even though you also with the reading, it's not Shemaya Ka'ona, that it counts as one.
Whatever it is, they hold each supposed to say alone. It's a good question why it's not. I don't know. I don't know why it's not Shemaya Ka'ona. Why it shouldn't be enough. You're right. It's after
you listen to every word, you really should be also one time.
I have to think about that. I don't know why not. It's a very good question, very good horror.
Your shortcut.
Yeah. Life a lot easier. Now, I mean, there are those that hold, I think, that the right way to be Yotze anyhow is to read along. That way you'll pay closer attention than if you just, you know.
But if everybody reads along, it'll be very noisy.
Yeah, that's also true. But not everyone reads along anyhow, so it's not a problem. Now, the brochas on the Haftarah are a whole study in their own right. First of all, we should know that there are four brachas post the haftarah. One bracha before is five, and then two brachas in the aliyah. So the oil of the maftar are seven brachas.
Wow.
Right, one before his aliyah, one after his aliyah. The bracha, it looks like a double bracha, but it's actually one bracha preceding the haftarah, the one, and four post haftarah. Even though it looks like five, there are actually four. Now, not everyone has the same text. I'm talking the text of the chasim of each bracha. Of the closing of each bracha, there's one very significant difference in text between the varied schools of thought. The Rambam, in his Siddur, at the end of Sefer Ava, so he has Seder Atfilis. So Hamafta Benovi, and he brings the brachas. Now, in the brachas that are after Haftarah, so he has Rachem Al Tzion, Ki Hibeis Chayenu. Now, you'll hear also that he has a different text than we have. La'agmas Nefesh Tinkom Nokom Mehero, Mehero Biyomeinu, v'sibona mehero, baruch ato Hashem, b'unei Yerushalayim. So the Rambam's chesima, first of all, for the second brocha post the after, is b'unei Yerushalayim. Then the next brocha he has Mogen David.
Do the Sfarim follow the Rambam, or they follow?
I don't know. Bring the. I don't think they follow on either. I'm pretty sure. Bring. You have a Sfar that's just sitting there. We'll take a look.
Sof Torah.
Okay. It's a good thought, because I had not really looked back at the Sfaradish of Minig. They also have Mesameach Tzion B'Vorel. So, the Rambam has Bnei Yerushalayim, then he has Mogen Dovid, and then he has Mekadesh HaShabbos, as we do. So on this difference of Mesameach Tzion B'Vorel or Bnei Yerushalayim, so there we find the Rambam in the 12th parak, Halacha Tezvov, also says Bnei Yerushalayim. Ushniach Chayisim B'Bnei Yerushalayim, Omer Avram, Onu Oimrim Mesameach Tzion B'Vorel. It is our practice to complete this bracha with Sameach Tzion B'Vorel. And the Kesef Mishnah writes about this, when Masech the Sofer from Kosef Kedivri arrived, V'chein Onu Noyegle. So the Beis Yosef, even the Sfardim are not Noyeg like the Rambam, maybe Minhag Tema is that way. But we'll come back to the difference. But they have, so it's interesting that in their Seder HaBrochas, in effect, they have the same as we have in Shmon Esrei. Bnei Yerushalayim. And then the next bracha starts as Tzemach David, according to the Rambam, Tzemach David Mehiras Atzmiach V'Karno Torim B'Shul Asecha, literally paraphrasing the bracha in Shmon Esrei. And instead of Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, it ends with Mogen David. But those two brachas
parallel to Shmon Esrei.
Parallel to Shmon Esrei, yeah, according to the Rambam. And we have Mitzameach Tzion V'Vonel. We'll come back to that difference, what they pointed at differences. But there's also an aspect which could say be said to reflect censorship too. The Rambam's version, and I've heard that in Machzavitri has the same version, similar in this regard, that in this bracha, Rachem al Tzion ki beis chayeinu, and it says, La'agmas nefesh tinkom nokom mahira biyomeinu, for those that are suffering, take Nekoma quickly, and let the Migdash be built in Mehera, or the Yerushalayim be built in Mehera, Baruch Atah Hashem Bo'ne Yerushalayim. So ours is a little bit friendlier version. V'laluv as nefesh toshia Mehera v'yomeinu. And those that are oluf, down, that are depressed, downtrodden, Toshia saved them in Herav Yomeinu. Zehu. It doesn't talk about Tinkom Nokum. So apparently this is a little bit, our version is a little bit, a cleaned up version.
Sanitized.
Yeah. Could be it's a sanitized version. That it's a little, the Rambam's Loshon is a lot stronger than our Loshon. Now let's go through the brachas. Now, in the brachas preceding the Haftarah, there are a number of issues. First of all, the structure of the brachas is very strange. The structure of the brachas which precede the Haftarah. We don't normally have. We have a bracha. Here we talk about Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Bachar Bin Vi'im Tovim Rotzav Divrehem Ha'Nemorim Be'emes. Now, what's what the Baruch HaTov which comes after that? It's the end of the first bracha or beginning of a new bracha?
Normally, it would be the end of the first bracha.
So then, normally the end, so what do you have a ganze pshetel over here?
It should be short.
It should be short. Baruch Atah Hashem, HaBoicher B'Neviim. Right? Or HaBoicher B'Neviim B'Neviayemes, something like that. So what is this ganze pshetel? And if it's two brachas, then we have a different problem, which we suffered from greatly when we did earlier in Avri Psocha, that what happened to the Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Can't have a bracha without a Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So what's happening? This bracha somehow doesn't fit the mold. And the Rambam also has this bracha. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, "Kashli al minageinu." Toisves, he says in Avri Psochem, said the bracha before Haftarah is bracha achas. We seem to have two brachas.
Or we don't say
Elokeinu Melech
Ha'olam.
So that's what he's going to ask. We can cost from Rabbeinu Zal, but Nusach HaTfilis. And from the Rambam, it also looks like two brachas. If both of these are actually one bracha, as Tosfos writes, in other words, Tosfos, I guess, maybe didn't spell out the whole text. Maybe Tosfos had a shorter text, he thinks, at the end. But the way we have it with this whole lengthy pshetel, it's tzorach tam lo menesh tanas bracha zu mekola bracha shavayla. What type of bracha is this that had this lengthy pshetel in the chsima? If it's just the chsima, so get to the point.
It's always very short.
Yes, right to the point, one phrase. We don't even have compound phrases in a we paskin not to have compound phrases.
There's a whole thing with Shabbos and Yontif having the Kaddish of Shabbos for Yisroel Hazmanim, that it's already three. We don't usually have three.
Even two is, you don't usually have.
Yisroel Hazmanim you have. As
okay, that's there's a connection between those two. Anyhow, Vafilum no mashim shtein brochas, and if they are two brochas, my time ain b'shei shniyeh shein is malchus. So what happened to Melech Olam? Guess what happened to Elokeinu?
Why isn't that just
Smuchu? Then you would start just with the bracha. You wouldn't say
Baruch. Then you start with Samcheinu or something. You wouldn't start with Baruch at the beginning if it's Smuchu Lechavato. V'im Tomar, he says this. You're Mechavato, the next step in the case of Mishnah. V'nei she Smuchu Lechavato, im ke lehavale leftoyach v'boruch, then drop the Baruch.
But that could be the chasima of this, of the...
If it's the chasima of the first bracha, then how does this...
Second bracha is a one-line bracha. You can't drop the baruch because you need it for the chesima.
No, right? So you have a baruch at the chesima, but not at the beginning.
I know, but it's only one line.
Well, it's not. But it's not exactly such a one line. This has three phrases in it. In the end of this bracha, it has a boicher b'toyra, uva moisha avdo, yisrael amo, and we have four different things. Not all that short. So he says, what's the pshat? V'yesh loimar the kula chod bracha. So the case of Mishnah says, Tosis is right, it's all one bracha. So what do we have this ganze pshetl at the end for? Shebetchino avorach asher borcha bin v'yim toivim. Klom. Now, this is a shayla. Adam Godel once asked me this shayla. What do we say asher borcha bin v'yim toivim? What does bin v'yim toivim mean?
Good prophecies.
No, nevi'im, not nevuot. What do you mean? This bad Nevi'im? Who was the bad? The bad guys. Yirmiyah was the bad guy because he said they were doing something. This is going to get destroyed. So who is it? So we'll see. So one shot that I saw once in Sidur Agro, not from the Gro, but from Yitzhak Maltzen, apparently he says, "Asher bocha ben Nevi'im toivim," that the Nevi'im are toiv for Klal Yisrael. Despite the fact that they reprimanded us harshly, but they reprimanded us harshly to encourage us to do tshuva. So then, in that sense, even though their message is biting, then Nevi'im Tovim. The Kesef Mishnah has a different shot. Mishum de'ik umilei tuva b'nevi'im. Oh. Asher bochar b'nevi'im Tovim, klomar lafuka nevi'i yasheka. In other words, there are all types of people running around the world claiming to be prophets. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so don't think the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did that. They're all either all accepted or all fakers, all nothing. No, this is Asher Bocha b'Nevi'im Tovim. There are Nevi'im that are actually appropriate, doing what they're supposed to, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has chosen. So don't think just because there's all types of Nevi'i Sheker running around that either everybody's a prophet or nobody's a prophet. No, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Bocha b'Nevi'im Tovim.
I could give another fetch that would fit in. Roy Reisman said in one of his Shirim that a false Navi is not somebody who didn't get Nevuah from Hashem. He got Nevuah from Hashem. But through his skewing the Nevuah, it becomes false.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Nevi'im Tovim would mean. Nevi'im who didn't skew the message.
Could also be, yeah. Well, b'shum de'ika milei tuva v'Nevi'im davisibu dvorim. And because there are many things in the Navi which just seem like stories, things that are going to happen. Unless b'hu kedusha, they don't seem to have any sanctity to them. That, so what? This will happen, that will happen. What's the difference? They're just stories. Mishmachi kama v'rotzim v'divreyam anemorim be'emes, kloimar, kol divreyam e'rotzim, v'das gavoya nichtivu. Everything that's in the Novi represents the das of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. V'hem divrei emes. And there's truth to them. Lo k'shor divrei hayomim shal malochem, they're not like history books. Sheyesh b'hem shinuyim harvei, that have many things that were changed, they're altered. No, everything in the Novi comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, represents the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and it's Emes. So that's the beginning. So that finishes the first half of the bracha. Now, it wanted to give cover to Torah and Moshe, who was the greatest of the Nevi'im. We don't want to give them second billing. How could you mention before Asher Bocha Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu after the Nevi'im? That's they're of secondary importance to the Torah and to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevi'im. So therefore, the Vishalo Yirash Maskirnos of Achanavim Poschu Baba Baruch. So they started a new Baruch in that section. Lo lo mashi Baruch b'fnei atzma. Not because it's a new Baruch. Shem kein ho yuchos b'baba Baruch. It would end with a Baruch. But though Poschu, it wouldn't start with a Baruch. Okay, when she's mucha l'chavato. I mean, she hisker a Torah or Moshe. It's chozo l'haski neviya emes v'at tzedek l'askirom o'mayla l'mato. In other words, that's the final step is he says, whatever.
In other words, he didn't want to ignore Moshe and the yes. Torah, so that's why it had to sort of step back from the Nevi'im, go to Moshe's
start,
Torah.
And start with Baruch again, that Moshe should have top, the Torah should have top billing. Now, there's one thing he says here. Now, listen to what he says. Chozo lahaskin vi emes v'tzedek lahaskin v'mayla l'mata. So I don't know why he has to say lahaskim amayla lamate. So because of what is the chasim of this bracha have to be?
Usually it's malam kodesh emarim.
No, that's true. And maybe that's why he puts them. He had to mention them at the end. But the moed chozel lahaskim via he had to mention the via emes vatzedek. So because of this is the chasim to the bracha, is it not?
Right. That's the actual chasim.
That's the actual chasim. It's not good. So because of it does have to be mentioned. Inami dvereisha. During the beginning, he was referring, as he said, to the stories in the Revi'im. Shafilu ba'usu chelek yishnonu l'shaveyach to give shevach to the Rebbeinu Shloilun l'asher bochar bohem that the Rebbeinu Shloilun chose them. Kushubola haskar chelek anavui when the predictive parts, the prophecies themselves, there is hikdim ha'toyro Moshe. So in other words, the second half where he's talking about the first half, he's talking about the stories in the Nevi'im. So there he's coming to tell us that the stories in the Nevi'im stem from the Rebbeinu Shloilem and they have kedusha and they have impact. They're not just dumb stories. Then he's going back to the Chelek HaNevui, which deals with the part which is the prophetic parts of the Novi. So when you go back to the prophetic parts of the Novi, so there he says, Deuch Shavala Hask Chelek HaNevui, Hiktim HaTorah Moshe. So first he mentioned Torah Moshe. Shem Risham Noveya Chelek HaZeh. This is an outgrowth of Torah and Moshe. That is an idea of Nevi'im, and Moshe was a Dina Nevi'im, and Ramela, after that, there are lesser Nevi'im. So the source of all Nevu'ah is the Torah itself, and the greatest exemplar of Nevu'ah is Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have to mention them before we get to this part. V'diktik lomar v'chelek hazeh Nevi'ah emes v'atzedek. Ha'emes is lafukei Nevi'ah sheker. V'atzedek lomar sh'nivrei Nevu'ah sh'misnabim and dvorim v'tzedokim v'zukokim sh'vosayim. They're all highly correct. And some say in the VA, Emes Vatzedek, Koi Shehem Bali Tzedek, that they were righteous people, Vedem is Goem Erevu Osam. They were not arrogant. La'aves Odom Verivo, to condemn men. Udugmas by the Posach Menevim Toivim. Similarly, that they were Toivim, so this seems a little bit to suggest that they were Toivim to Klal Yisrael in that regard. Or were they Toivim as good people, they weren't Mizgor. And we call Mokom, Eino Ela Brocha Achas Kedeprishas. Ule Inger Achela Kasipuri, here's a very interesting question. At the beginning it says, Asher Bochar Bin Vim Tovim. And then later that's in Loshen Ovar. And then it says, Aboicher, Batoyer of Moshe Abdo in Loshen Hoiva. So why is the switch from the past tense in the first day for the Brocha to the present tense in the second day for the Brocha? So he says, those are things that happened already. Those are fresh every single day. In other words, those are not old stories.
But the Chiddushi Torah?
The Torah is given to us fresh every day. And the Nevuas Moshe is, that's as if we got it today. That's the Torah which we live with constantly. So that's a little bit insight and just into the first bracha. There's a lot in that first bracha. Not so simple. Now, I did want to dwell now on the first bracha after the Haftarah is also something very strange. If you look at all the older Siddurim, the Art Scroll came, you know, to do away with this. But in all the older Siddurim, go Shekol Devarav Emes Vatzedek, and then one is a new paragraph. Bring, for example, you have a ticket. There's a Tikkun Meir Siddur on the shelf. Yeah. Nemun is separate. The Art Scroll came along. I don't know if they should have done what they did. You know, Art Scroll came along and made Nemun together because Tosis says it's actually one bracha. That's true. But Tosis also has a reason why Nemun was a separate paragraph. That it was separate. And by the Art Scroll writing it the way they did, they crossed out. They obliterated the fact that there's a reason for the separation. So we're going to come to that in a moment. So, on one end, they did a service that they gave the impression that it's one bracha, that's true. That much they clarified. But the fact that it was broken apart for a reason, they just obliterated. That just disappeared from Jewish history.
Otherwise, it looked like bracha smuchel chavrata. That's what, without starting with our bara.
Yeah, well, it doesn't exactly fit. It's
but
a
it doesn't, the
bracha.
First one doesn't end with a bara.
Exactly. So, you wonder what it is. So, Tosfos says it's one bracha. But, so, they obliterated the fact that there's a reason that it wasn't two paragraphs. So that's now disappeared from Jewish history, you know, compliments of Art Scroll. So let me read to you from Siddur HaYavetz, then we'll go back to the Rambam again. And Siddur HaYavetz writes the following. He talks about the brochos of the Haftar. A hefsik she'oisen there's a pause there. Ain't no siyum bracha. It's not a siyum bracha. He says, what was the minig in Klal Yisrael? Miyar oimdim ha'om v'oimr. That when he got to Shekol Divrei Dvarav Emes v'tzedek, the Tibur responded. And they said, Neman ato Hashem alokeinu, v'nemonim dvorecho, Neman chai v'kayam, Neman chai v'kayam shimcho v'zichrucho tomid, yimloch aleinu li'olam vod. V'acha kachoyzer amafta, l'nyona v'omer Neman ato. Keinu v'mesech desoy from Perak Yud Gimel.
There was a whole paragraph
responded by the tzibur. That's why it wasn't two paragraphs. That's why I say Art Scroll is not done.
So Art Scroll also got rid of that. I mean, none of that doesn't have what was the response.
That's true, but at least
why didn't that have the response?
We'll see why in a second. We'll come to that question. But whether we had the response or we didn't have the response, the mere fact that it was separated indicated that there was something there. And the Balei HaTosis in that Siddur also had it separate and wondered, is it one bracha, two brachas, and how to figure it out. But it didn't happen by accident. It happened for a reason. And we can't just erase the reason from Jewish history. So the Yedeyavitz writes the following. Why this got eliminated, he says, I don't know. And then he lets loose. I'll call pitpute dvorim chadoshim alo shashelo sorum avoseinu kadmoneinu zal moisim nafsha. For every piyut that they made up that we have no mesorah for, which wasn't recited by future earlier doris, that they're mice and nefesh, or try to leave out a piyut, then they'll skin you alive. And that which was instituted by Chazal, who are the pillar of Amuna, and the ones that preserve the religion, and the ones that preserve the Beis HaKnesses, we throw them away, even though they're beautiful menhagim, and there's no big, they're not oisgeschleppte meises. You know, we don't, it's not some big lengthy piyut. It's the whole thing is a couple of sentences. So what was the reason to get rid of it? And on the other hand, we have these lengthy piyutim, shemetzafzefin, and mahagim behem, kol shoygim, everyone mahakt about them. And, you know, those are fine. And those try to leave one in their mouth and says, and see what happens. Bikan nira l'chol bardas, anyone that has enough intelligence will realize whatever we're doing in these regards, we're going totally in reverse, backwards. And I have not rebelled. I've not strayed from the Divrei Arishayim. That the Rebbeinu Shem should give us the wisdom to correct them in Hagam Apiyaros and Masoros of Elokim Chachmei Talmud Torasenu Asher Nisnostu Nafshem Olei Avchai Olam Hin Chiloro, that we should follow the ways of the Chachmei Ashas. V'yosu b'dileinu b'dilei hamin Hagam v'sigei piyutem, and to take away the dross of these accumulated practices of the piyutim asher hoya ba'achreinu, which in fact are not a covet for us. Lag v'kelis l'svivoseinu, people, you know, rank them out. You know, he obviously was not a big fan of the piyutim, of the complexity of the loshen that was used. Al kenein oyinu pono l'tzakoseinu, but nobody listens to us. Yom avalochom v'adayinu makir, in other words, rather, nobody listens to these piyutim. These strange twists to the Hebrew language, he said, the Malachi and the Malachim don't bring them up to heaven. Nilag loshen ein bina, improper language, which is incomprehensible. As if we come from a nation which couldn't speak properly. Instead of being you are the most treasured among the nations, the Shoneinu, HaKodesh, V'Ator, our holy and pure language, called Imras Aloka Tzufa, with the clearest expression of the Rebbeinu Shalom's speech. V'dai v'zu ha'ora k'tzara, and this short note is sufficient, l'ish tfuno balde yishora, to those that have, you know, some understanding. So he was not a fan of piyutim, as you can see the Yavitz, and on the other hand, he says, why did we chop out part of this? There was a response to the tzibur.
But why, I'm wondering, why doesn't the Tikkun Meir should have had it in parentheses? It was. She said, Kol Omar.
It didn't, it was in the Yavitz's time already, long before anyone printed the Tikkun Meir, it wasn't in print, no one was saying it.
Ah, so with the
so the Yavitz just says he doesn't know why. He says, in other words, as far as he's concerned, it should be put back, but. You know, we know there's a lot of things we don't know. I spent one Shabbos in Broyers, and in Shabbos and Broyers, when they take out the Sefer Torah, they don't say Shema Yisrael. They start from Gadlum. Now it's Mefurish and Masechta Seferim in the 14th parak, then when they take out the Sefer Torah, they say Shema Yisrael. So why they don't do it in Broyers, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what the reason is. But, you know, that's also in Masechta Seferim, and they don't have it. And their Kol Beis Yisrael has it. Besides the Yekkes, I've never been any place that doesn't say Shema Yisrael when they take out the Sefer Torah. You never went to such a Shul Menachem. Don't worry about it. But they don't say Shema Yisrael when they take out the Torah. Didn't happen.
They have a strip.
What?
They have a strip, see, though. The guy who pulls the cord separate from the guy who takes out the Torah.
What do they call
it? Strip it's here.
Stupid to you.
That's the guy who pulls the cord. One guy goes up to pull the cord, the other guy opens up the doors and takes out the Sefer Torah.
Yeah, so
I'm just saying, it's more common. The more people that are up there, the Torah. Other shuls also have it?
Yeah. Shul I grew up in.
They had that?
Didn't call them names. This guy goes up and opens the other one. They go.
And it was the same guy who always opened the...
No.
Oh, they gave it to two people. Yeah, they gave the kibbutz to two people. I guess the Gabon was like that.
Yeah.
What is this? Well, the Sephardim also have this. They don't have Shema Yisrael. The Brich Shmei, and then they have this whatever, Rosh Nos and Torah, and then Gadlin. Also, there was a good
one. I'm sure Breyers has a basis for that minhag.
Okay, I'm just saying. Listen, not all I mean to say is that there are other minhag, and this is, he also calls
them it's a very unusual minhag because nobody else has that one.
The Sephardim also don't have Shema Yisrael. Al Kalponim, so this the gap in between the Nemon that I showed you in the old Sidurim had a reason for it, that there was a separate paragraph in Nemon. Even though it was one brocha, but there was an interlude.
So the person waited? The person was the Mavara?
Yes, that's what he said. Yeah, after they finished, then he went forward. Sort of like when he said Baruch, he stopped, and then they answered, and when they finished answering, then he went forward. Now in bracha number 3, so I point showed you that the Rambam's has the nusach and rachem al tziyin, and he talks about the kam baruch at Hashem b'nei Yerushalayim, and we have mesameach tziyon b'vaneo. So the Ravid says that our practice is mesameach tziyon b'vaneo, and the Beis Yosef in the case of Mishnah also concurs with the Ravid that that's our practice, and he says it's based on mesach tesofra. Based on Masechta Sofrim, that has Mesameach Tzion Vivaneo. Now this really goes to the heart. We need to ask ourselves another thing before we go further. The first bracha afterwards, Okela Nemon B'choldor, so we talk about the Amita Sanavim. The Amita Sanavim, Shuk. We just read from the Navi. So we talk about the Amita Sanavim. And I did find, by the way, it's interesting, this is the first time, the Yaibitz also is of the view that the Haftarah was made so that we should read B'tzibur from Navi. Not just as a filler. The Yaibitz writes, Maftirim B'Navi Me'inyan HaParashah Karang De Liska Islam B'Mekriyos Divrei Anavim. So we should have a schus from reading Navi too. It's not the reason of the Avudraham. The reason that we don't read Ksuvim is from Ksuvim we don't have things that were associated with the Parshiyos HaTorah. So it would just be, no, we wanted something which is associated with the main Kriya.
But they're not always so clearly connected.
Ochein kvar tiknu gam amiras mizmori tehillim b'shiri avivim. But there were varied institutions of using the Ksuvim, which is in Shir Shoyim. Yerushalayim, those that are retired, particularly to the day, I guess, you know, with very Yom Tovim, etc. And Vahei Megillus Bezmanam, and the five Megillus that we read at the various times of the year. So there is, sof kol sof, a reading of Nevi'im, of Ksuvim, rather, B'tzibur, even though it's not done regularly. Now, so I understand the first bracha which comes afterwards. What are the next two brachas? Rachem al Tzion and Samcheinu. In Shmoneh Esrei, I understand. Being Bispal of Yerushalayim and for Mashiach Tzidkenu, Malchus Bezdovit, fine. Why that Haftarah that we suddenly start to be Mispal for this? So I think that the answer is that once we say the Nevi'im Emes, So, in effect, we're longing for the fulfillment of the words of the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im gave prophecy concerning the Gula of Klal Yisrael. So, Mamela, once we say Shekol, the war of Emes, but Sakela Nemon, behold the war of, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is given true statements to the Nevi'ah Emes. So then we focus on what's the most significant statements in the Nevi'ah Emes for us is the restoration of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash, the restoration of Klal Yisrael. So that's why we turn at this point that we're talking about with Amos, the Divrei HaNevi'im, to what's the ultimate, from our standpoint, the ultimate Nevi'ah. Now, the question is, what is the focus? There are two different focuses. We talk about Yerushalayim, Ircho, Barachim, Imtoshu, V'sishkom, V'sochak, Asher, Dibarto, Ruch HaTo Hashem, Bo'ine Yerushalayim, in Shmon Esrei. So there we have the notion, the Gra writes, that where is the place in the world that the Shechinah is most manifest? It's Yerushalayim. So we must palo to the Rebbeinu Shem to restore Yerushalayim. Now, so the focus is Klal Yisrael, or the focus is Yerushalayim? Which is the focus? Which is the focus?
Yerushalayim.
It's Yerushalayim. So when the tefillah, the focus is Yerushalayim. But, and that's the question, what's the focus in the brachos of the Torah? Is the bracha in the brachos of the Torah, according to the Rambam, we are in Bnei Yerushalayim. So the focus is Yerushalayim. But, or is the focus Mesameach Tzion Bevonel? Meaning to say, yeah, it's Mesameach Tzion, but don't forget the Bevonel part. In other words, we're part and parcel of that Gula. So where is the old emphasis? The emphasis is just Binyan Yerushalayim. Good, it's, you know, the abode of the Shechinah will be rebuilt, Malchus Beis David restored. But it obviously said, "Our Yesh was Kainim was Kainis." Right? Are going to sit in the Rechavi in the streets of Yerushalayim. So where are we placing the emphasis? On which part? Shalayim is an abstraction? As a religious ideal? Or Yerushalayim? That's true, it's a religious ideal.
Does it just represent the Beis HaMikdash?
What?
Maybe we're saying Yerushalayim representing the Beis HaMikdash? Rather than the physical city itself?
It could. It's all the aspects of Binyan Yerushalayim. There's certainly a Migdash lies, it's the ultimate aspect of Binyan Yerushalayim. But that's in the Rambam's Nusach. And that parallels, the Tefillin parallels the Birchos HaMazon, Binyan Yerushalayim. Our Nusach is what's dearest to us. It's true we talk about the Binyan Yerushalayim, but Mitzameach Tzion with what way? Bivanecha. Meaning that we're going to be part and parcel of that Binyan of Yerushalayim. You know, it's not being built in the abstract. You know, they're going to be living, breathing Jews that are part of that saga. And that's what we're pointed to. So the text that we use is not only the Recham of Tzion, but of the Chomos Yisrael too. Now that may account a little bit for the change in the Loshen between the Rambam and us. I'm just wondering if it's not, you see, my shaila is the following. You see, since the Rambam ends, the Rambam's text ends Bnei Yerushalayim. Now let's read the text of the Rambam. So the Rambam is talking about Yerushalayim. So the Rambam writes the following, that Rachem al Tzion ki yibes chayenu, la'agvas nefesh, tinkoim noko mehiro b'yameinu, b'sibona mehiro. So even though La'agvas nevesh tinkom nokom mehera could be referred to as the fact, in other words, that we suffer for the fate of Yerushalayim. We are not the focus of this bracha. Is La'agvas nevesh tinkom nokom mehera. We're not the focus. The question is, Yerushalayim, in effect, has produced this agvas nefesh, this suffering. Is la'agvas nefesh tinkom nokom mehera. For that suffering, the Yerushalayim should take a vengeance, and we see bona mehera and rebuild it quickly. But the focus, perhaps again, being Yerushalayim. In our text, we have v'la'aluvas nefesh toshiyah b'mehera v'yameinu. Then where's the dogish? The dogish is on Klal Yisrael. The dogish is clearly, in the Rambam's Nusach, we could ask, because there even ends with Sibona Mehera. The Rambam again before, but the Bina Yerushalayim goes back to the Binyan of Yerushalayim itself. So it could be that our text, in fact, is consistent with the Chasim of Mesameach Tzion Mevonel, that the thrust of the Brocha is not the abstract Binyan Yerushalayim. But V'alalu V'asnevesh Toshiyah B'merav Yemeinu, the Simcha of Klal Yisrael that's involved in that. That's the focus of the Brocha. And therefore we end with Sameach Tzion Mevonel. So we don't talk so much about, in that regard, the Rekoma for the destruction of Yerushalayim. Because it's not Yerushalayim, that's not 100% the focus. The focus is that we're in Golis, and we're going to be in the restored Yerushalayim. But the we, that aspect is part of what the Masechta Sofrim is projecting. Yeah, Menachem. No. So that could be a little bit accounting for the different Eschois. That our text, in fact, is a little bit oriented more closely to the Chassima that we have, than the Rambam's text, which is a different Chassima. So the Rambam then parallels the two brochas in Shmon Esrei, of Bnei Yerushalayim, and as Tzemach David, he begins the last brocha, Tzemach David Avdecha Mehira Satzmiach, Vikarnoi Torum B'Shua Secho. Baruch Atu Hashem Vagein David. So the Rambam literally parallels those two brochas. Except instead of Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, we have Mogen Dovot. But the Rambam is paralleling the two brochas. And then finally, the final brocha is we go back to thank the Rebbeinu Shel for the Torah, for the Nevi'im, and for the gift of Shabbos that he gave us. So the Messiah of the Kriya is Zoicha, the seven brochas. So he has a brocha on the Torah, he has a brocha on the Nevi'im, a brocha that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is guaranteed, Akela Neman B'chol Dvorov, we guarantee that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will fulfill everything that was said, and then he's zoicha to make yet two brochas about Binyan Yerushalayim too, and the restoration of Malchus Beis David. So all of this is within his purview of the seven brochas that we give him. So he, in a way, in a certain way, has the best deal of all. He has, in a way, I guess, the
but
least...
it's not a real aliyah. Well.
It's the least choshev of the aliyahs. The brochas he gets, he really goes to town. Has seven brochas that he makes.
So then the most choshev thing in davening is saying the brochas in the beginning of davening too. Because he's saying 18 brochas. So.
Yeah, but those are brochas as a yochid. They're not being boitzi anymore. These are brochas. He's mamash ashliach tzibur with these brochas. So, our kaponim and the brochas of the Haftarah are very rich in terms of their, you know, the varied meanings that we have from starting from the beginning. Why we have this strangely compounded brocha. What it means, haboichem benavim toivim. Whether as opposed to the nevi'e sheker. We saw as a mahalach or whether it means that their nevuah brings toiv to Klal Yisrael, which we saw in Sidur Hagro, that through their admonition of the Jewish people were inspired to do tshuva. So the brochas of the Haftarah are ultimately the deepest expression of the Emunah in Klal Yisrael. That the Ribbono Shel Olam sent us the Nevi'im, the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Ma'amis, bring to fruition the Divrei Nevi'im, and one of the greatest Nevuas as far as we're concerned is the restoration of Eretz Yisrael and of the Jewish people, of Malchus Beis David. So all of this is included in the Haftarah that we make, the brachos of the Haftarah that we make. So we have the Haftarah, an actual reading from the Nevi'im, and then surrounding it, a declaration of the significance of the Nevi'im. So this is a little bit the look that I wanted to take at the brachos of the Haftarah. Okay, Rabbi, so any questions about that which we've done until now?
Why are we... So the two brachos on Yerushalayim, is that really just like stressing to the Nevi'im we're talking about Achros HaYamim, and so it's really a bracha for Achros HaYamim?
We're stressing that the most significant thing in the Nevu'ud, in the Nevu'ud that we're concerned with in the Nevi'im
is
the ones about Achros HaYamim. Yeah. So once we say Shekol Dvarav Emes V'Tzedek,
so then we spell it out more.
So then saying once we're saying, listen, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make all of these things come true, so then we spell out that which we want to be true. Okay, I'll boys, I've got it. Sure.